Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, bros? DeShane still needs his peas, man. Find out more while watching Top Boy.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Hey, guys. So we're talking about how my accent, my London accent, is horrible.
I thought it was amazing, bruv. You're just trying to make those peas, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Wagwan, everybody.
Wagwan. All right, so hi, guys. We're talking all about Top Boy, episode 4, season 1, Bonfire. These little mics are coming off. Okay, so we're going to basically go into it. But before we do, my name is Zakia. I'm your girl. I love everything about Top Boy, Drake, and all our executive producers. And I have to introduce Teron. He's the man of the hour.
No. I'm not.
You're
the
not.
Man of the hour right now is my boy, Jay. That's the truth. Like, I just have so much to say about Top Boy. Top Boy has now become my guilty pleasure.
Woo!
I'm addicted.
Yes. Isn't it good?
It is amazing.
Okay, don't go into it. Don't go into it because we have to like dive in so much. But I'm going to ask your overall thoughts. But before we get into all of that, he was a kingpin in his past life.
Allegedly.
So that is exactly why he's on this panel right now. And what we're going to talk about is the relationship between Jason and Sully. We're going to dabble into the lifestyles of Aaron and Jamie. And also, is DeShane, Sully and Jamie actually have some similarities. So we're going to get all into that as we break down this show. But overall, what were your thoughts?
My overall thoughts on episode 4, Bonfire Nights, was that it was a very important episode, mm-hmm. meaning that this was a bridge that dwelled deeper into the characters of Sully, that whole Sully Jace, the concept of DeShane, peeling some layers off that, getting a lot of nods to the original Top Boy, of course, going
yes.
in, because they're continuing the storyline, which a lot of people are upset about because they haven't seen that. And I'm like, go back. It's on Netflix. Watch those as well. It's amazing. It becomes in depth and you understand it. And the best part is, even if you have never seen the previous Top Boy, you will completely understand what's going on.
Completely.
Because they place it in a lot of context.
Yes. And I agree exactly. If you haven't seen the Summer House version of Top Boy, you definitely will understand it. What was so amazing about this episode was that we received a side of Sully that we haven't saw before. He's more gentle, especially with his relationship with Jason. So I thought that was something cool to see, because he's so tough all the time, and some sad things happened, which broke my heart this episode.
I mean the fire, just Jason perishing, mm-hmm. is basically, and that's the most horrible way to go,
yeah,
is in a fire. And Jason is such a, he has such an innocence to him, mm-hmm. and yet it's still dynamic. He is the human portion of Sully, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering if with Jace being gone, mm-hmm. if that means now we get only the vicious Sully.
Right. I agree. Honestly, one of my first questions was going to be like, what was the relationship, or what are some similarities between Jason and Sully? Because they have to have some type of similarities because of their strong relationship, I would believe.
I don't think they have any similarities. In fact, I think Jace represents an affect of Sully which no longer exists. Jace is the innocence. Jace is naivete. Jace is simple. Sully is none of these things. And because of that, Sully needs Jace, mm-hmm. the way that we know Jace is dependent on Sully and was lost when he was gone. Sully needs Jace because it's his chance at redemption, mm-hmm. it's his chance at doing things right, it's his chance at staying as human as possible. And that's something I see Sully struggling with.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, because rightfully so, because he was in jail for so long and all the things that he has seen.
And done.
But I personally see some similarities between the both of them. I feel like they're both lost. I mean, Jason doesn't have an amazing background. His story isn't peachy or clean. So I feel like they're both lost, and they're lost in a way where they found each other and they found love from each other. Because if you guys watched the previous Summer House, Jason obviously didn't have a relationship with his family, and now we see that Sully is not having a relationship with his family, not because he can't really per se, but because he feels like he cannot because of his situation.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like Jace represents the daughter he didn't raise. I feel like Jace represents the family he never had. This is his brother. In fact, the closest relationship that I see is that between Jamie and Steph. Is a similar relationship between Sully and Jace.
Yeah, I agree. So I want to also dive into the relationship that not only that we saw with Jason and Sully, but Sully really calling Jason dumb, like always saying is that like tough love? Do you think Jason is even affected by it?
I feel that that's toxic masculinity. Yeah. Right? So it's the big brother syndrome. You pick on, you give him a noogie. You're like, oh, you're so stupid. You smelly and things of that nature. But it comes from a good place. It comes from true love, like a true affection, true love. In the brotherly fashion.
Yeah, I honestly feel like Jason is so naive that he doesn't even pick up on the snarky comments that Sully makes to him. I mean, and obviously he knows he loves him as a brother because he's protected him and done so many things for him, or gives him this imaginary lifestyle that they're possibly going to live. But I agree, the toxic masculinity is definitely one, but also I feel like Jason is just naive, so he doesn't see it.
But even given, it's so sweet, even given all the possibilities in the world to do anything that he wants to do, Jace's only goal is something that's so attainable. You can do anything in the world that's within reason. You can do anything. What would you want? Mm-hmm. And he simply says, to go watch Manchester United. That's it.
Yeah.
That's his only goal in life. He would be so happy. And it was heartbreaking that he never got to that point.
Exactly. It's like he's still that little boy inside because he doesn't have the knowledge of anything else. So it's definitely sad to see. Deshane, he still needs his money. And it seems like he's getting really desperate.
Yeah, he got very desperate.
Yes. So I wanted to touch base on that because why do you think that he's getting so desperate in a way?
Well, there's also the criminal element to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, his cousin is in danger. His life is in danger as well. He's in debt to Sugar. He's dealing with these Jamaican gangsters in London. There's a lot of that. But it's also he wants to reclaim his former glory. He wants to be Deshane again. Right now, honestly, Jamie's where it's at. Only thing I can do really is pity Deshane. Deshane really is that guy who used to be a hot rapper and then fell off and now he wants back, you know? Mm-hmm. He's my DMX in rehab right now. Like, I need Deshane to fall back. I like out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
You're only as good as your last hit. And right now, Deshane's last hit was 7 years ago or whatever.
Yep. And everyone's picking up on his distressed look. I mean, he's going to...
He's disheveled.
Yes, he's going to his brother for money, which...
Sheesh.
Why? Why would you even do such a thing after what you put him through? But is that because he's selfish as well? Because Deshane also never has any emotions. And I feel like Sully is the same way. But like Deshane never has any emotions. Even when he's asking for money, his brother says beg or however. Is... Why don't you ever have any emotions for anything?
Well, Deshane trying to be a tough guy.
Right.
That's what he is. He's a tough guy, right?
Is it his tough guy or is this his circumstance? Is it like the lifestyle he lives? If has that trauma of whatever he has gone through actually affected him personally to the point where he doesn't know how to switch?
I think it just comes from hubris and pride. Mm. It really is just characteristics of Duchesne. What do you think?
I think he doesn't know how to switch. I think at one point he probably was someone who understood that once he was outside of the summer house that he had to be a different type of person. And now he's gotten so wrapped up into this game that he doesn't know how to turn it off. That's my personal feeling of it.
There's something inherent about these people mm-hmm. who get towards or gravitate towards that lifestyle to begin with. I feel there's something innate. It's not just anybody, mm-hmm. but Duchesne is also a victim of that whole gangster mentality. Gangsters don't cry. Gangsters don't beg. Gangsters don't show humility. I mean, there's a lot. He has to be the tough guy all the time.
Mm-hmm. And being the tough guy, I just don't understand why he doesn't understand his brother. You put your brother in a circumstance. Your brother now doesn't have his wife any longer. You really tore him down emotionally. And to have no gratitude at all sickens me. And I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm with you. Like, I'm with Jamie now. And Duchesne, you're looking pretty
sloppy. He's being sloppy. Mm-hmm. He's acting sloppy. I mean, I appreciate that he went to ask his brother for the money, but let me explain something else. His brother's clearly an outstanding, upstanding member of society. He's a working person. He is working a regular job. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't ask his brother for money. What I'm saying is, you knew the circumstance you placed him in. The least he could have done was apologize. Even if he didn't get the money, he could have simply said, "My brother, I'm so sorry for what I undoubtedly
put you
was caused because of my actions. I apologize. I'm sorry."
Right. And he has too much pride.
You're my brother. Like, I love you. I'm so sorry I've put you through this. Because clearly, Duchesne had an option, and the option is he could have turned into his brother. He could have also worked a job. He obviously is smart. He's obviously someone who's willing to work hard, but in what direction?
Exactly. It just saddens me to see that dynamic. But what makes me really happy is just watching Aaron and Jamie's relationship. And I also see where Jamie told his brother, "I am your mom, I'm your dad, I'm your brother. I mean, I'm everything at this point. So you have to speak to me and with me. We have to go through this together." Why was it so important for Jamie to have that conversation with his brother at that time and actually talk about sex, which is something that he does need to learn about?
Sure, but he did it in the most brotherly fashion. Yes. He didn't do it in a fatherly fashion. Mm-hmm. He did it in a brother. He is their father. He is their mother. He is their big brother. He is their best friend. He's the one they need to be as open and honest about, even if he is not able to reciprocate that communication. Jamie, it was nice and endearing to watch that moment because we've mm-hmm. seen him be a little distant with Aaron at times, but he showed Aaron, "I'm your brother. I love you." This is a form of, once again, male bonding love. Mm-hmm. And it's just sweet to watch Jamie be that person.
Right.
And say those things.
Exactly, because he never says it. He's always going at him rather than accepting him or loving him, sure, or showing him the love.
He's talking at him and not to him. And this time he did both.
Yes.
He spoke to him as well and to his heart.
Yes. And I like this scene because they were sitting in Aaron's room, and Aaron's room is like super organized and clean, and he's well put together, and their entire house is actually not up like a bad upbringing. And we later learn that, you know, Aaron and Steph's and Jamie's parents passed away through cancer and very dramatically and very close together. So it seems like the lifestyle that Aaron has right now is, it should be also Jamie's lifestyle, but unfortunately he wasn't able to do that raising his brother. What type of, if Jamie didn't have to be who Jamie is today, do you think that he would have the same lifestyle as Aaron? Or...
No, Jamie is always this. Here's the interesting dynamic is the difference between Pablo Escobar and Warren Buffett is simply where they were raised. Mm-hmm. Just what side of the track you were on, what life circumstances were thrown at you. Jamie would not have been Aaron, but Jamie would have been the CEO of something. Mm-hmm. He would have possibly lived a very different life, but it would have been a similar Jamie. And that's what I think is important. Sure. Circumstance and environment can harden you,
yeah,
but that truth, the other people in his posse are also through circumstance, and they are not Jamie.
Right.
That is something that I feel is very innate.
Yeah, and I think that's what separates Jamie, too, from the rest of them, because his upbringing was so different. He's actually a smarter top boy, and essentially because he's setting the ground rules. I mean, it's violent and crazy, but he's setting the tone, and he's making everyone fall in line. He knows the human traits and what can make you tick and what can make you move, and what if I threaten you, that's best. If I show you an example, that's better, you know. So I think that does make him a better gangster, but I do see the lifestyle could have been possibly different for Jamie, and could have been similar to Aaron's if Jamie didn't have to take on such a strong role so early in life. So I think differently. But what we were talking about a lot between even Jamie, Deshane, and Sully is that they have, well, for me, I think they have similarities. I feel like they all are circumstance-based. Their situation is based off of a circumstance, and they are all going through trauma in such a large, hard way. What similarities did you see between Jamie, Sully, and Deshane?
I do not see a strong similarity between Deshane, Sully, and Jamie, mm-hmm. except for what they do. However, I see a very strong similarity between who Deshane and Sully were in Summer House and Jamie. The want, the ambition, the self-motivation, the work ethic, the swag, that young boy swag. I mean, Jamie's got this youthfulness to him that's so raw. It's very energetic. And Deshane and Sully, unfortunately, do not have the same in the same way. What they have that's different is experience. And you see something very similar when you watch athletes, for example. This LeBron, who wins more, is not as raw or talented as that LeBron when he first came in to the league to begin with. He's older. He's wiser. He's not as energetic when it comes to certain things. And we see that difference. We see Deshane and Sully react out of anger and animosity a lot. And I don't see that from Jamie. Jamie's, I don't want to use the term clear-headed and logical, but there is a method to his madness. Mm. With Deshane and Sully, it's a lot of reactions. With Jamie, it seems to be right now a lot of actions.
Right. I do want to speak on a reaction that was probably the most gruesome thing I've ever saw in Top Boy, which was Jamie's reaction. And I feel like Jamie, personally, he does have a similarity between Sully, like old Summer House Sully, like very violent, but it's like, times 10. Like, I feel sometimes I think Sully and Deshane, they're more like, okay, we're gonna tell you what to do, and you're gonna do what we say, and we're gonna threaten you just by, like, puffing up our fists. But Jamie, on the other hand, I mean, he haul off, you shot at us.
He's about that action.
You shot at us? They took the man, put him in the trunk, took him to the house, beat him to death. Then had his friends come and threw him off the roof. I mean, for me, I was like, okay, this is the part that I'm out. Like, I'm 6'9". No, I'm just kidding. I was talking about the rapper that is snitching on everybody. I'll be snitching, because at this point, it got super real. And why is he so violent? Because we don't see that relationship with him and Aaron. Like, he can code switch, and that's another difference between Deshane and Jamie. Like, Jamie could switch, he could switch it on and off. He does it with his family, and he does it with the lady that he's doing business with. And in the hood, he's nothing to play with.
I think that Jamie's actions were necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Not condoning violence, of course. However, let's remove all the things that you know about civil society and create one in which it's only animal kingdom. Eat or be eaten. Jamie not only has to create loyalty amongst his team, they shared this activity. Jamie could have just done it by himself.
Right.
Obviously, he's not opposed to doing these things by himself. We've seen him take care of the Turks. So Jamie did this as a team building activity, something we would have seen in a company. I'm very serious.
No, I could see
sent
that.
Sent a message to the other teams, and companies. This is a message. Yeah. Clearly, we are doing this. This is what we do. Branded himself. He's branded to the point where the other teams will now respect and fear him. He has gotten rid of the competition. So when you take this into a business aspect, let's remove all of the moralistic implications and take it into simply on a socioeconomic and business level. Jamie is continuously doing the right thing for what he wants to do. If you were a rapper and a young rapper starts battling an older rapper, we see that all the time. You go for the top spot and you rid yourself of the competition. If you remember, Kendrick Lamar did something very similar. And when it comes to the concept of Tekashi and 6ix9ine and snitching and all these things, here's the problem. It's not that you're an average citizen. An average citizen sees something, say something for sure.
Right.
You are one of the people who have indoctrinated yourself into this life. You have made this decision. You have chosen to live with it. You talk about it. You tell people you're about it. Then you have to live by that code. And there are very few codes, and yet they exist. And you must live by that code. So if you live by the gun, you die by the gun.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's so crazy that you said that, because we saw that with Sully when he was getting mad at Jason for having that conversation with the people that they live with. And then later, so sad that Jason had to go through the bonfire. But now we see Sully being he's traumatized. I mean, at this point, is he going to be the same Sully? Is he going to be able to get back to his regular self? He even runs back to Duchesne. Like, what's going on, this man?
Well, with the decision with Duchesne, Sully now has nothing to lose and wants back in, right? Mm-hmm. So now his mini dream is done. So he's looking for his own form of retribution. I do think, of course, there will have to be some type of vengeance on the people that have done this.
Right.
Sully has more, to me, Sully has more principles than Duchesne does. I felt that way through Summer House, and I've always felt, but even small things are indicative of larger things. We see Sully always on principle. Even when Duchesne approaches him with the proposition, Sully originally says no, based on purely principle, an idea, even though he knows it would be beneficial. And when he goes back to Duchesne, it's still based on a principle. And he is aware of that. Mm-hmm. It's on Sully's terms. So I think that chaos and havoc are going to ensue. But I do not think that Sully is changed permanently. Mm-hmm. I think this affects him just for now.
Right. So I definitely see it differently, I think, because one, he went to jail and he didn't seek any help when he came out. And most people go to halfway houses or anything. He didn't do that. He just went straight to Jason. Jason was the only thing that was super close to him besides like his daughter, who obviously he still loves because he goes to the school and just watches. And now Jason is gone by a fire and he literally watched him die. And not to mention all of the other people he killed and trauma and jail. I mean, jail itself is crazy. And he's not in a healthy way getting the help that he needs. He needs counseling. He needs to see someone. He needs to speak to one. I know that's not really.
You think he has PTSD?
For sure. He has to have it. I mean, I would have. I darn near had it watching the scene. I'm like,
sure,
no.
But PTSD, to be very honest and fair, PTSD mm-hmm. is a very privileged problem. Mm-hmm. And when you come from this world, mm-hmm. it just becomes the world that you live in. The reason why Jace's death is affecting Sully at all is simply because Jace was such an innocent.
So for me, I don't think so. I think completely differently. I think that it's a mentality that you think you should have and you want to have. Like, I'm not affected by this. I can kill somebody and just walk away. But in actuality, that's what turns them crazy. That's what gets them jumpy. That's why you don't think anyone is in your corner. You don't have anyone. You stay secluded. You don't have a life. Now we see that Jamie doesn't have a love life. Deshane doesn't have a love life. And Sally doesn't have a love life. They're always by themselves. And it has to be an emotional and logical reason of why I'm going to just be this. I got all this money and I have no one to share it with. I don't have
Deshane's working on a love life. Sully had a love life but went to jail. And Jamie's love life got shot in the neck.
Can't keep stable. Like, these have to be problems. For me, I just think these are problems that can affect any person, regardless of what type of job you have. You can say to yourself and say to other people and project that it's not a problem that you have, but it has to be a problem you have.
Jamie does have a love life. His love life is his family. I actually...
That's true.
When you live in that life, something people do very well is compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. You separate different aspects of your life. And I don't think we see that anywhere better, but the dichotomy of how Jamie reacts towards his street life and the Jamie we see in his home life. And we see that, and the most brilliant scene is when Aaron is meeting his girlfriend's parents. Mm-hmm. And as we are talking about we're getting that in-depth story of the parents dying and which we didn't know exact mm-hmm. details. And we're getting this origin story of what actually happened. And now we're getting a reference of how the age of everyone, for example, and their lives. We see the parents say, Jamie sounds like he's a remarkable young man. Mm-hmm. At the same time, simultaneously, the body of Cam drops on the ground.
Yes.
So he's compartmentalizing his life very well. And that's what a lot of people who live this lifestyle tend to do. And it just wreaks havoc when it does spill over.
Right. And that's the problem. So if you're placing those feelings into boxes, it's going to explode in my mind. It's going to have its peak. You're going to have too many problems and all of a sudden you're going to be crazy and everything is just going to
I don't know. Find. I feel like while men are usually not very good at multitasking,
They're
extremely good at compartmentalizing.
Oh my gosh.
Which is why you can have, that's why there's those guys who have two different complete families. Like they're just very good at compartmentalizing as if this life doesn't spill over into this life and vice versa. So yes, that's an extreme example. But the truth is men compartmentalize. This is my work life. This is my home life. This is my friendships. This is my girlfriend. And they don't often, like a Venn diagram, they don't meet in the middle. And I feel like at times this is very different.
Man,
and that's why.
Men always get caught, honey. I'm the CSI FBI of all my friends, and they always get caught.
Sure, but the fact that they can do this in the first place.
Yes.
And they get caught because, like most criminals, they're lazy. So what happens is, a lot of people don't realize this, the way they catch bank robbers is because bank robbers tend to get an overwhelming amount of parking tickets while they're robbing banks. They're going through all this to rob the bank, but they double parked at a hydrant. So even when they caught the son of Sam, wasn't all the investigation, all the people that were murdered, was simply because he got a parking ticket. Mm-hmm. Men tend to become lazy, especially in criminal behavior. Laziness gets the better of people.
Wow.
And it's an unfortunate side effect of it, right? So it's the lazy criminal theory. You're a criminal because you're lazy, so being lazy is what ends up getting you caught.
Oh my gosh.
That's actually a concept.
I can honestly see that. I'm glad you brought that to my point. The same thing
happens when men cheat. It's a very similar concept. How do you get caught? Because you kept the pictures. Like, bro, delete.
Delete the text collector. Message. Right.
We're collecting, you know? Because women are very good at deleting text messages.
Yes, I delete
very good. Delete. That's great to know. Great at deleting pictures. You would have no idea. In Italy, you know?
Yeah.
So, in Italy, we have no idea what you did. But guys will have to brag and tell and anyway, the point is, when it comes to criminality, that's what we see. And I see Jamie's is very good at compartmentalizing. Deshane, not as well. And Sully hasn't had to yet.
Mm. Okay. Well, I know who's not lazy, and that's us at AfterBuzz. Can you let the people know why?
Well, that's because we watch all of your favorite TV shows and talk about them. We love discussing these shows. And remember, you guys at home are, if not as much, more so a part of this panel than all of us here. Thank you so much for listening, sharing, commenting, subscribing. Spread the word. Share the love. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us that 5-star rating we so greatly deserve. We are, after all, the hottest, best top boy after show on the planet. So you're going to want to tell your friends. Get over here, tell your friends, be a part of AfterBuzz, and thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Top, 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 top. That was cool, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
We were going somewhere today. We really were.
I feel that I would love to see you in these positions.
No,
these top boy positions.
No.
I would wonder how you would deal with things. How, if you were Jack, you know, if you were Jack, what would happen?
If I was
You're
Jack,
definitely Shelly,
if I was
by the
Jack,
way. You're
I
Shelly,
would,
by the way.
Right. But if I was Jack, I would start off with our top boy lingo segment, and I'll be like, what up, bruv? Do you have any other lingo for me?
Well, when it comes to lingo, let me help you out. So what we're doing is each and every week we have a top boy lingo, which we discuss. And this week's lingo is going to be Wagwan. If you haven't heard it, you've heard it a million times watching Top Boy. Wagwan is literally translated to what's going on. It is the Jamaican patois version of this, which has, of course, seeped its way into the urban world of England, London, as they are part of the diaspora of Great Britain. Wagwan is simply what's going on, what's up, how are you? It's the way, it's a greeting, it's the way you show your affiliation with one another. It's a great introduction to saying what's up. So yes. Wagwan, everybody.
Wagwan.
Buh, buh, buh. But yes, Jamaican culture has definitely made its way into British society as the urban lingo. And we see a very similar contribution when we go to places like Canada and Toronto, where that Jamaican slang, ting.
Yes, my youth.
Exactly. So we have a lot of words. So each and every week we'll pick a new word and discuss it. So thank you all.
Yes, we decided to pick what one go as one word and kind of go through its origin, because figuring out all these in it words is a little difficult on
it's
top.
Difficult.
It's
in
a little
it.
Hard.
In it's it. Difficult. In
yeah,
it.
Yeah. In it. It. Yeah.
In it.
But yeah, so that is that. We're just gonna pick that one word. We're gonna let you guys know. But I think we have some news and gossip. I know we have some news and gossip.
After
yes, I do. So we were just talking about Shelly, and she is honestly an amazing artist. She's an amazing artist. So she actually won, and I have to read this. So she won the best vocal performance at the Q Awards this evening, which that was like 8 hours ago. So she's super dope. And honestly, all her little suits and trends are so cute. She was at the red carpet, and she actually wore like this red suit with this Gucci slip over, and I don't even have the picture. I'm so sad I don't. But it was super cute, guys. You have to go on Instagram and look at it, and also look at her music. She's talented. She's on tour right now. I mean, everyone in Top Boy is just doing their thing, and her aesthetic and her demeanor is so different from the character on Top Boys, and I love knowing like each person outside of their character. What about you? Do you feel the same way?
I agree 100%.
Yeah. It shows you how. It shows you how great of an actor or actress they are. And so we have to appreciate all of our amazing cast on Top Boy for sure. But we don't want to wrap up anything without going through our predictions. So.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
I'll start with myself. So, I predict that we are going to just continue to see craziness. We're just going to keep seeing it. I predict it's definitely have to be a way. Either Deshane is going to die over these peas, or he's going to find these peas. Oh, no, we know that he found them. So, we already know that he found them. So, he might die over the... He's still going to possibly... He could possibly die. That's so bad to predict.
That he's going to die? What's really bad is the fact that I don't know if I'd mind it as much. But here's the thing. I think that Jamie is going to... I feel that Deshane and Sully underestimate Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll see a little more of that come into play. I think that Deshane is in over his head, possibly. and a lot can come out of this, and that Sully is not going to be the same Sully from Summer House. This new Sully, who clearly is, I'm the partner.
Yes.
I'm the boss. This is how it's going to be, Sully. So I wonder how that dynamic. It's very difficult to have, especially in these situations, having too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that wraps up our episode 4 of Top Boys. Guys, we love everything about speaking with you and talking about this amazing show. I'm your girl, Zakiya Wilbert. Make sure you log in and find me on Instagram at ZakiyaW_.
And of course, I am Teron, literally at I am Teron all across the board. And find me hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz after shows, because all of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows too.
Boom.
If you don't know,
now you know. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.